Folks, it's time for some amazing fun facts about the Indianapolis Colts and a bunch of hogwash I made up. Let's do it. The Indianapolis Colts, of course, were originally the Baltimore Colts, and the Baltimore Colts can trace their lineage all the way back to 1913 to a team called the Dayton Triangles. That was before the formation of the NFL itself. The Dayton Triangles, where did they get their name? Well, it came from all the multiple affairs and love triangles that were going on between players, coaches, cheerleaders, fans, hot dog vendors, local citizens, and the Dayton Triangles mascot, Isosceles. Yes, you would not believe the cheating and philandering that was going on between so many different factions of the Dayton Triangles. I mean, they just loved to love at that time on that team. It got so bad, the police had to shut down some local flophouse hotels, if you know what I mean, around the stadium. I mean, there were days that they could barely finish a game. One game took 17 hours to finish because of all the extracurricular activity, if you go with my meaning. And the Dayton Triangles quarterback never did make it back for the second half. I mean, astounding. Truly astounding in football history. The Dayton Triangles eventually turned into the Brooklyn Tigers, who then merged with the Boston Yanks, who became the Dallas Texans, who then became the Baltimore Colts. And when they were the Dallas Texans, they actually played two games in Akron, Ohio. I mean, how many cities did this team make a stop in? The only cities they didn't play in were Charlotte, Orlando, and Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Well, we were thinking about playing up in Moose Jaw because they were nice to us. Those Canadians are so polite. And we considered it a lot. We gave it a lot of thought and consideration about playing in Moose Jaw. Let me tell you the deal breaker. Here's what happened. They said the only way we could go up there and play for Moose Jaw is if we changed our name to the Moose Jaw Breakers. We weren't having it. That was a deal breaker, if you know what I mean. During the Baltimore Colts' first year in Baltimore in 1953, their coach was named Keith Molesworth, who, when he was younger, played both professional baseball and football. He played football for an independent pro team named the Ironton Tanks, who went undefeated in 1922. In fact, football historians often name the Ironton Tanks as the best team in football history that never played in the NFL. Well, this is very true about the Tanks, but there were a number of good small-town teams in the beginning of football in the Ohio region. There were the Ironton Tanks, the Ravenna Assault Rifles, the Canton Concussion Grenades, the Chillicothe Scud Missiles, and the Akron Anti-Artillery Aircrafts. Each of these teams made an individual contribution to the development of football in the United States. Folks, those have been some amazing fun facts about the Indianapolis Colts and a bunch of baloney I made up. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.